Hello and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and in this show, I share strategies and tactics that you can use to propel your career as a lettering artist or illustrator. Today, we're going to dive into planning for the year ahead, and I'm going to share with you the system that I use to plan for a kick-ass year, right? Now, we all have been there setting goals, thinking or envisioning what is it that we want to accomplish in the year ahead, but how often are those plans realistic, or how often they align with our goals, or how often are they, you know, allowing the space, the freedom, the kind of projects that we want to attract? So today I want to share the system that really transformed my approach to planning, and it's the one I use and I use together with my team nowadays to plan the year ahead. Now we are in the holiday season, and this is a great moment to start planning for the year ahead. In fact, I start planning for the year ahead already towards the end of October, so that by the beginning of December, I can have a yearly meeting with my team and kind of present a plan for what's coming in next year, right? Now, to make it easier for you, and this system that I use to plan inside my business, or to plan the year ahead inside my business. Although I work with a small team of people, this can apply to you as a solopreneur, as a freelancer, and this is the same system that I use as I was sitting alone in this studio space, right? So to make it easier for you, I prepared a checklist. So I want you to go download it. So I prepare a detailed checklist to help you kind of go through this process step by step. And I really want you to have it, because it is, you know, planning a year ahead is kind of a lot of information that you have to go through. It's a lot of moving pieces that you have to think about. And having a checklist has been really a game changer for me, because as a creative, we all tend to like ramble around and think about all the things that we want to do. And having a checklist sort of keeps you accountable and kind of moving forward to get to the last step, which is having that plan laid out in front of you so that you can put it into action next year, right? So I want you to go download that checklist, because it's going to be really helpful if planning a kick-ass year is what you want. You can go check it out, or you can go download it for free on martinaflor.com/plan, right? martinaflor.com/plan. Now, go ahead, download that checklist, and throughout this episode and the one after this one, so this is episode 122 of this podcast, and during episode 122, this episode and the next episode, I'm going to walk you through the process of planning for the year ahead. And here's the reason why I divided this process into two episodes. First, because as I said, there's a lot of things that you need to have into account to plan a year. And it you will see that it doesn't need to be super complex. It's a very easy system. But the first part of that process is to review the year that just passed, right? Collect all the information, look at the stats, right? So I want you to use this episode to go through the first part of that checklist so that you can collect all the information that you need to take the second step, or to go through the second part of this process, which is, you know, setting up deadlines and planning a calendar and deciding what are the actions and the things that you're going to do next year and setting up a revenue goal for yourself, right? But collecting that information is very important, because all the things that you need to plan the year ahead, to plan for a kick-ass year, are already there. You already have all the information, all the experiences, all the things that you have done this year are fundamental, are instrumental to in order to plan next year. So this is why this episode is dedicated to that first part. So I hope that you have downloaded the checklist on martinaflor.com/plan. You can go there and download it for free. And later on, come back to this podcast and I will walk you through the process of planning for a kick-ass year. First, why planning ahead is important. In the past, like many of you, I used to write down my goals and aspirations for the next year. That's all I would do in terms of planning my year ahead. It was a little bit naive, I have to say. And that's totally fine. If this is what you do right now, I want to tell you that this is kind of like the normal approach that any human being will have, which is like, okay, what is it that I imagine creating next year? Well, these are the things that I imagine creating. And then you create a list of all the things that you want to create or achieve, right? However, what happened to me is that I found myself overwhelmed because each year or each new year, I would add more items to that list, right? Which will add more complexity to my life and business, right? And furthermore, I didn't really have a plan on how to achieve those goals. I was just, you know, listing those goals as, you know, kind of like wishes that I had for myself. Like the same way that you write a letter for Santa, I would just write down my goals for the upcoming year. And I wasn't laying any specific plan. I wasn't setting myself any deadlines or determining any timeline for achieving those goals. So at the end of the day, it was just a wish list and not really something that I could, make my first steps towards, right? So what I did is that I switched things up. And I remember that something that had a crucial role in this was having a coach. So at the time I started planning for my upcoming year, I was working with my first coach, which really changed the way I do business, or was the first person who made me start seeing my business as a business and not as a, you know, side project. So it was really, through that process of having a coach, I also decided to start planning for the year ahead so that I can get a better grip of my business, of my calendar, and also of my finances. It was also the same, more or less the same time in which I was planning to have a second child. So I had already my first kid, and I was planning to have my second child, Felix. And I said to myself, hey, I need to plan ahead so that I can also plan my family life together with my business life, right? And that shift has been really a game changer for my business, for my life. And you will see why, because I also, in this process, I also schedule the downtimes. I also schedule holidays, any sabbaticals that I want to take, time with family. So it's really a way of planning your entire life. And within that, also planning some things that will happen within your business. Now, I've noticed that many artists skip the planning process because they think, okay, I'm a freelancer or I'm a solopreneur, and work comes in as it does, right? And they really miss out on identifying what are the opportunities that they have in the upcoming year to drive revenue, not realizing that their business has seasons as well. So they miss out not only realizing what or thinking about what possible opportunities lay ahead of them, but also analyzing kind of like the information that they have collected through the years and through the clients they have worked for, the experiences that they have had, and the projects that they have started in their business, right? So if you are one of those artists that are skipping the step of planning, I want to invite you to stick around, to stay with me in this episode, and kind of for the first time, plan a year ahead and see how that transforms the way you go about your year. So again, before I dive into the guidelines, which is the first step of planning for a kick-ass year, I want to remind you to go ahead and download the checklist on martinaflor.com/plan. You can download it for free, and I'm going to walk you through the process in this podcast and the upcoming one. So let's start by speaking about the guidelines for planning for a kick-ass year. So I want you to only plan for the next 12 months. And I know it seems like a lot, but in order to make it more approachable, I also want you to break it down into quarters. So I want you to start working. And this was also a game changer for me to, of course, plan ahead the entire year, but then have a planning for every quarter. So every quarter I will review the plan for that quarter and pivot or change the things that are necessary, because you will see throughout the year, you will lay down the plan with my help throughout this podcast and the next one. You will lay out a plan or lay down a plan, and you will see that things will happen throughout the year that will make you rethink some of the strategies or some of the things that you had planned. And that's totally fine. It's totally fine to stay flexible within the plan, right? So I want you to plan for the next 12 months. I want you to divide that into quarters so that your strategic planning becomes a little bit more feasible, because once you have that 12 months plan, then you go about your year in every 3 months, you know, like you just work with your vision put into, okay, the next 3 months, right? I want you to also give yourself an entire day to plan, right? And that's the minimum. You will see that it takes a while to plan the year ahead. And at the same time, I want to tell you that once you have it done, it's awesome. It's really an awesome feeling. You feel under control. You feel like you have your business under control. You feel empowered. So if you feel a little bit overwhelmed by the fact that you have to block an entire day, I want to tell you that blocking that one day will save you so much time down the road, will give you so much freedom to do whatever you want with your time down the road, because you already have a plan. You already know what's coming, right? So I want you to give yourself an entire day to plan. So I want you to also set that day before the end of the year. If you can do it during the end of October or November, so that during the holiday season, you're a little bit more relaxed. So, and you can do gift shopping and all, you know, meeting with family and all that stuff that comes with the holiday season, then I would recommend you to do it during November. But if you're listening to this now by the beginning of December, it's totally fine. You're still on time to plan the year ahead. So I recommend you to do it before the year ends. And the last thing, or the last hint that I want to give you, plan it with someone who knows your business intimately. Plan this with perhaps a family member or a friend that really knows your business, or plan with a team member if you have a team, right? But try to do this with someone who really understands what your business is about, what your vision is, right? And have that sparring partner that helps you think through some of the challenges that you have ahead, some of the things that you want to create, right? Now, what are the things that you need to plan for a kick-ass year? So once you define which date or which day you're going to do this, I want you to go ahead and to gather all the tools that you need. I want you to have a calendar. I want you to have Post-its. I want you to have Sharpies, pens, a brainstorming journal. If you journal and you have a journal, bring it with you. I want you to also have a projection spreadsheet, so a Google sheet, something that helps you project the year. You can just start a Google sheet and have January, February, March, and the entire year in that spreadsheet, right? I want you to also have snacks, drinks, any ritual pieces that you use, right? Anything that you feel is bringing any positive energy or bringing a good mood into the situation. And I want you to also choose another location for conducting this planning, right? If you have a studio space, try to find another place, right? If you work at home, perhaps you want to book a hotel room, right? For instance, this year I booked a tower or the top floor in a tower here in Berlin, which is a very unique place, and this space belongs to a client of mine. So through my connections, I booked this space, which I hope will bring really good energy into the planning for the upcoming year with my team, right? So I want to invite you to choose a different space than the usual ones, right? If you work at home, get out of home, go somewhere, find a co-working space. If you work at a co-working space, perhaps, book a hotel room, find a place where you know, that is conducive for creativity, and that is also out of your routine, right? So before that day, I want you to collect information. I don't want you to go to that planning session just as you came to the world. I want you to collect all the information. You want to know what were your revenue sources. These are some of the elements that you can include in that gathering of information. I want you to list your revenue sources and how much income came through each one of those. So for instance, if you have online classes and you also do client work, I want you to know exactly how much you made throughout the year with client work and how much you made through those online classes. If you have an online shop, the same thing, right? So I want to check or go through your revenue sources or your income streams and write down the amount of income that came through each one of them. So I want you to have information about your gross profit, right? Also the expenses, how many expenses were these expenses were coming from, right? Any unexpected expenses. I want you to write down everything, and hopefully you already have this information because you have been tracking throughout the year, right? Like, should, haven't you? Anyways, if you have or not, doesn't matter. This is a great opportunity for you to collect that information and get a grip on how your year went in terms of the money that was coming in and the money that was going out, right? And another thing, so I mentioned already the revenue sources or the income streams. I want you to get clear about, you know, how much each revenue source is bringing into the business, what are the percentages, right? I also want to get clear about the gross profit, the total expenses, and you will also want to get clear in regards to your sources of leads. So ask yourself, where were my clients coming from, right? Was there any specific promotion or action that I did that brought a lot of leads into my business, right? Was that through word of mouth? Was that through a certain partnership that I gained throughout this year, right? I want you to get clear on where your clients are coming from, right? And what were the sources that brought the most leads, right? And I know that for many of you, if you are doing solely client work, it may be hard to identify where your clients are coming from, right? So this is an invitation to start measuring these things early on. You want to survey your clients or simply ask them, where do you find me? How do you get to my contact, right? So this is one way. If you have some sort of downloadable on your website or some sort of list building, email list building element on your website through which, you know, clients or leads come in onto your email list, then you have a more clear overview of what are the sources of leads that are bringing clients or contacts into your business, right? But if you are working with one-to-one clients and they just call you or they just send you an email out of the blue, then you want to try to find out where they are coming from or how they heard about you, right? So great. Now that you have all this information, right, which is instrumental in planning for the next year, once you have all of this information, I want you to go to that planning day and start by reflecting on your favorite experiences from this past year, right? I want you to ask yourself, what felt easy? What felt hard? What do you love working on? What do you never want to do again, right? I want you, you know, you want to identify what are the things that you really enjoyed, what are the things that come naturally for you, what are the things that you don't want to have in your business anymore, right? And this will help you identify what are the areas for change or for potential, right? So once you have that information, you sit down on your planning day, and I want you to start by reflecting, and you can do that through journaling. You can journal about, you know, what are the things that felt easy? What are the things that felt hard? These are some of the questions that you can ask, and you will find them on the checklist that I share with you in the very beginning. If you're just joining right now, the checklist you can find on martinaflor.com/plan. And you will find these questions there. What felt easy? What felt hard? What you love working on? What you never want to do again, right? So next, you will want to set your non-negotiables. What are the non-negotiables? Well, are the things that you're not willing to negotiate, right? And I love this part because, you know, I always say that at the end of the day, we are creating a business. We are going through the challenges of starting a solo business or being solopreneurs. And of course, the great thing about it is that we get to do the work we love. But at the same time, if you're not able to build a life and to sustain the life that you really want, then what is this, the point of running your own business and going through those challenges, right? And going through the effort of running your own business, right? So setting your non-negotiables, for me, it reminds me again of you know, what are one of the reasons why I started my own business, right? Which is not solely the fact that I wanted to do lettering and the work I really enjoy doing, but also the fact that I also wanted more freedom in my life, more flexibility, the capability to establish my work times and to decide when I wanted to work or when I wanted to take a vacation and what are the projects that I wanted to take on. And and what are the you know, the self-care routines that I wanted to carry on and how much I wanted to take care of myself as a person and my body, right? So establishing the non-negotiables for me is a great reminder of like that power that resides in your business, right? Is the fact that it not only allows you to do the work you love, but also allows you to carry on with the life you want, right? So for instance, in the exercise of setting your non-negotiables, you will want to set up your work hours, how many hours you will want to work. You will want to decide on certain projects that you're not ready to take on or certain projects that you're not going to take on, right? Any self-care routines like, okay, I'm gonna work out in the mornings no matter what, right? So for instance, in my case, one of my non-negotiables is that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I work out in the morning and I'm not in the office until 11 or 12. So those are some of my non-negotiables. I also don't want to schedule any project throughout the weekend unless it's, you know, we're going through a certain launch or we have a special event. But as a normal routine, I don't like to schedule anything throughout the weekends. For me, this is family time, and any project that needs to run over the weekend is a project that I don't take on, right? So you will want to set your non-negotiables, right? Remember, you can set the work hours, the kind of projects that you're going to take on or you're not going to take on, any self-care routines, right? And next, you will move on to possibility brainstorm, right? And with this, you will want to use your journal. So First, you can set the mood of the room, right? If you have those ritual pieces with you, you will want to set the mood for this session, for that brainstorm session. So you will want to turn on that candle or put that aromatic oil, right? And I want you to set a timer for 30 to 60 minutes. And I want you to ask yourself, and these questions are also in the checklist, so you can go through them as you do this possibility brainstorm. I wanted to ask yourself, what would you do if you knew that you could not fail, right? What projects are in your heart? What are the things that you really want to create next year? What does a successful year look like for you, right? Is that do you measure that in terms of revenue? Do you measure that in terms of less stress or more ease? Do you measure that in terms of having more time for your friends and family, right? What does a successful year look like for you, right? So you will want to journal for 30 or 60 minutes about this, and then you will move on to selecting the big events. So from all the things that you have journaled in during those 30, 60 minutes, all these ideas of possible things that you could do to generate income, all of these ideas that you had in order, if you could not fail, right? All of the projects that are in your heart and you want to start next year, I want you to choose or identify from that list the events that bring you joy, that generate income, and that have a positive impact, right? Remember, from all of the ideas that you have during that brainstorm session, I want you to identify what are the projects, because probably you had tons of ideas. So I want you to find those projects that are the perfect overlap between bringing you joy, generating income, and having a positive impact, right? I often mention this, that your success as a graphic artist, as a lettering artist, as an illustrator, as a creative, your success is finding it lays within that overlap or that perfect overlap of the work you love doing and what people want from you. So what people is willing to pay for, right? So I want you, from all of those projects that you brainstorm in the brainstorming session, I want you to identify those that make you happy, that allow you to do the work you love, those that generate income, right? And those that have a positive impact, right? That leave a legacy or that are really bringing a positive impact to society, which is at the end of the day, also what we want to create with the work we do, right? We want to create positive impact in the life of the people we work for, right? And I want you to consider those opportunities and identify them underline them and identify them, right? Now, that's it for the first part of this planning for a kick-ass year session, right? Which is a lot about reviewing the day that just went by, right? Picking up the information that we collected from the experiences we had this year, from the people we worked for the projects we carried on, picking up that information, reflecting about the things that we enjoyed, the things that we didn't enjoy, and looking on to the next year with a possibility mindset, focusing on all the things that we could create based on the things, on the information that we already have, right? Now, stay tuned for the next episode, because this is where I'm going to dive into crafting impact goals, right? Setting impact goals, revenue goals, and I will give you more details on how to plan for a year where you really achieve your goals and where you really kick ass. So for now, I want to invite you to block that one day in your calendar. This is a very easy action item that you can do right away. I want you to block that day in your calendar where you will be doing the planning. So go ahead, open the calendar on your phone, your iCal on your computer, and block that day in your agenda. Make sure that you find a place where you can when you can carry on with the planning. Some place that that is not necessarily the place where you work every day. And start collecting that information that we spoke about today. Start collecting those insights, that information, those stats that really give you a solid basis to plan for the year ahead. And remember that you can download the checklist on martinaflor.com/plan so that you can prepare to plan for a kick-ass year. Thank you so much for joining me in Open Studio today, and share this episode with other graphic artists that are, you know, looking forward for the next year and need a little bit of a guide to plan for an amazing year ahead. So share this episode with them, copy the link on your favorite podcast app, share that link on WhatsApp or by via email, and let's meet on the next episode and continue planning for a kick-ass year. See you next time. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.